I love you.
Welcome to Bulls Legends Podcast. I'm Nisi, and today I'm joined by
Carrie and Elias. And today we watched episode 108 called Night of the Hawk, and it was written by Sarah Nicole Jones and Courtney Norris and directed by Joe Dante.
Yeah, so we're a rewatch podcast, which means that every week we watch a new episode and then we meet up and we talk about it. Yay!
Yay!
Forewarning for all of our listeners, I am extremely very, very sick. So if you hear random coughing and spluttering, I'm really trying not to do it, I promise. Nisi's dancing.
And I'm trying to cut out as much of it as I can.
Yeah, we're going to teamwork it, but there's not very much that we can do. I'm very sick. So, what did you think about the episode?
Well, it's a really, really great episode. I love that they touched the racism thing from, like, the 50s. And also, I remember texting Nisi, like, oh my god, I love that nurse. Is she gonna come back in the next episode? And like, if I didn't know Ava Lance was happening, like, can we get that nurse on the ship for like medical support? Because I just wanna see her again and all of this, that stuff. It was just so cute.
So that's a really big shout out to Ali Liebert, who plays Nurse Lindsay Carlisle.
Oh, you looked it up?
No, I didn't. I posted a picture of her on Instagram earlier today, and I tagged her in it, so it's sitting there in my head because of that. But yeah, that's a big shout out to her. Nisi, what did you think about the episode?
I really like this episode. Like, this is one of the episodes I rewatched a few times because I don't know. I just like it. I also like Nurse. I love the Nurse. It's one of my favorite Sarah Casanova hookups or something.
I think I agree.
Yeah.
Although the Queen of France is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
But this one was good.
Yeah.
I interrupted you. What were you saying?
What was your...
I don't know. I'm a rude bitch. Don't ask me. I don't know. Your favorite moment from the episode overall, what would that be?
Ooh. I really like the scene in the cafe, like in the, does it mean cafe? I
don't know. Diner?
No, cafe's good.
Okay. I really like that scene because, like, Stein is realizing that he's white and a man and straight and he likes the 50s.
He's realizing his privilege.
Yes. And that's, I don't know. That's what I like. Also, all the scenes were, of course, Nurse Lindsay Carlisle.
What about you, Elias? Oh, no, Nisi, you're not done. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
You have to pick one favorite moment, but by all means, list every single favorite moment. No, I'm kidding. I'm taking the piss. I'm in a terrible mood, by the way. I'm going to be really sarcastic the entire thing.
Okay. I really have to say that not the last scene, but like the last scene between Sarah and the nurse, because first off, this was great. Second off, the sentence I should have known better than to fall for a ninja. Like,
put it on a t-shirt! Put it on a t-shirt!
Put it on a t-shirt!
Let's do it. Coming soon to your Beeble's Legends podcast merchandise. Should have known better than to fall for ninja t-shirts. Yes.
Let's really do that. Let's really put some quotes that we are picking out or something on t-shirts.
Nisi, this is a great idea. Do it.
And put it in our Redbubble shop.
Do it. I'll buy them all. Okay, my favorite moment. I don't know if you'll have picked it up because I didn't the first 100 times I watched this episode. However, I did today. So, Nurse Carlisle says, "You've been so many places, it's like you've had three lives." And at the time, they're drinking, like, shots of, like, whiskey or something like that. And Sarah does her look, and then she's like, "Yeah," and she, like, toasts to herself before drinking it, because she has lived, like, three lives. Do you know what I mean? It's great. That's my favourite moment. And Elias's mind's blown.
I know. Yeah. That. You didn't know this?
No.
See when you get a chance, watch that part again. It's like the part where they're sitting having a few drinks together, and you'll realize, and you'll see it. It's really, really good.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Yeah, it was nice. I like that moment. So that's probably my favorite one in the episode, because I hadn't noticed it before, but it just goes to show how detail-orientated the writers can be.
I also love how Sarah... I also love how Sarah is like, when Stein goes to her and he was like, "I could really have some coffee, nurse." And she's like, "Yeah, me too." And then she tells the coffee, how she drinks it and stuff. And it was really cool because we sent some... strong feminine woman, feminism.
Is
supporter.
This, you being feminist? Yeah, feminism! Yeah! Let's all be feminist with Nisi. Fucking voguing or something is great, I love it. I agree. I like that bit. I thought Sarah in this episode was pretty good, like, I like that she took it upon herself to liberate a sexually oppressed person. I noticed as well, you know, the look that she does? The, "Oh, you're gay" look that she has?
Yeah, her smirk.
Yeah, I feel like the best way of describing that is mischievous. It's a really mischievous look. It's like, "Oh yeah, what can I get up to here? What's gonna happen?" It's like with every single woman that she comes across that happens to mention that they might be into women. Love it.
One of the first things I learned about Sarah Lance from Nisi was, you'll notice her smirk a couple of seasons in. And then there was that episode, like 108, and I was like, yeah, I see the smirk.
Yeah. The other time I can remember her doing it noticeably is with the Queen of France, and then with Alex, and then with Ava.
Yeah.
Ava, yes.
But she also did it with Guinevere.
Oh, yes. I mean, do you know what? This is, like, possibly the first time in Beeble's Legends podcast history that we might be talking about Ava. Because she's not in season one.
And two. But, like, yeah. Exactly.
So, yay, Ava Sharp. We love you, girl. / clone. So, Now, I know we're on season one, so I just want to take like a byline in this, right? You know how a lot of TV shows and movies, clones don't have belly buttons. Does Ava have a belly button?
I don't know. Maybe she's the reason.
I know that Jess does. Well, I'm assuming Jess does, but does Ava?
Well,
assuming that Jess does have a belly button.
We never want to say for sure, because, like, what if she doesn't? And then we're all dickheads for saying she does.
Well, let's ask her that on the one-on-one. Do you have a belly button?
Excuse me, Jess McAllen, have you got a belly button? And, like, does Ava?
No.
Hey, Jess, how's it cloning? Do you have a belly button?
I just thought about the conversation I think me and Kari had about Ava Ava having a period.
Oh my god, we did. We really are interested in Ava's anatomy. Like, what is the deal with this? We have so many questions. We need Jess here. We need her.
Enough of Legends of Tomorrow. Ava's anatomy.
Oh my god, it's like Grey's Anatomy, but better, like 100 times better.
You get my
I'm gonna pitch it. I'm gonna pitch it to the writers. Just you wait. It's gonna be a thing and it's gonna be good.
But like, also, Jess doesn't know that stuff about Ava.
I feel like she would know.
No, because she doesn't write the show. So she doesn't.
Yeah, but what if she had these thoughts as well? Like, Jess is pretty out there. Do you know what I mean? Like, what if she sat herself and was like, I wonder if Ava has periods? Like, how does it work? And then asked.
But, like, also, I didn't have the thought until a fanfiction mentioned it.
I mean, the belly button thing, I think, is probably more realistic to find out an actual answer. I think that when we finish recording tonight, I'm going to tweet it to the writer's room and see if they can tell us if Ava Sharp has a belly button. Because clones don't. Why do they need them?
Well, if you go with the show Orphan Black, all of them are just genetically identicals. Yes. And were still born and still have a different birthday. And shit like that, so...
Yeah, but that's not what happened with Ava.
Yeah.
But only two of them can get pregnant because they're twins.
Yeah, I know that that is not what happened with Ava, but she's also a mixture of all the best women on the planet, so...
And do you think belly buttons are a part of that?
Well... Since all of these women have belly buttons, it only makes sense that Ava has two.
See, when you're doing the little blurb that you do before the start and you're like, this week, join us for Beamers Legends podcast where we talk about, in great detail, what am I trying to say?
About belly buttons.
Where with color. Where we talk about Ali Liebert and Jess McAllen's belly button.
Well... I'm gonna cut that whole part out because it's just not suitable for this episode, so can we just go back to the episode?
I feel like it is, but yes, let's go back to the episode. Anyway, what was your least favorite part? Wait, did we do everything else? Yeah, what was your least favorite part?
That they left them at, I mean, I get it, but what I don't get is, like, when they use the jump ship, the Wave Rider stays there where they are right now, right?
Right.
But why Rip says, let's head to the jump ship, and the whole Wave Rider leaves? How's that possible?
I feel like Cronus is flying the Wave Rider, and they're on the jump ship escaping the Wave Rider.
Okay, that does make sense. I was just confused, you know? Like, he said, let's go to the jump ship and the whole Wave Rider leaves. But still, I don't like that scene because they are leaving them behind in some 50s.
Elias, what was yours?
Well, I kind of have two. The first one is Jax being turned into one of those talk creature thingies.
Yep.
And the second one is after they are being left behind, Sarah not immediately running back to that nurse.
Yeah, I know. I know. My least favorite was the fact that it was kind of an ongoing moment throughout the episode, but Snart lying and not telling the truth about what happened with Rory. Now I know that, like, we don't know for sure that, but until next episode, but I still don't like the fact that he's not telling them the truth. He's allowing them to think he's a murderer, and I don't like it. Like, a murderer of his friend. Like, I know that they know he's a bad guy, but he's a good guy, and he's all like, yeah, whatever, think what you like. But I feel like you should tell them. None of what I'm saying is making sense. I'm so sick. It's not okay. Also, I'm drinking while sick, which is not smart.
I just wanted to comment on that.
Yeah!
Because you were the one to call me out for drinking while being on antibiotics. Just...
I'm not on antibiotics, though. I'm not. So I'm okay.
Am I the only one who's not drinking while we're doing this?
Yeah, you should start.
I mean, in general, because I don't realize he's drinking or you were drinking and I'm drinking my orange juice.
I wouldn't usually, but I got jealous because Elias does, so I started. Again, with that influence.
Where were we?
We were going to talk about next the moment in the episode that we felt was most meaningful for the future episodes.
Who's going to go first?
Who are you pointing at?
Oh, Nisi.
Okay. Well, I think I don't know if it was stop laughing. Okay, I don't know if it was the most meaningful for the next episodes, but it was the most meaningful for this episode. Like when they talked about also that diner cafe scene thing, when they pointed out that privilege is a thing and white privilege is a thing and straight privilege is a thing. Okay, I'm just gonna stop talking.
Oh no, don't stop, keep going, we're really appreciating what you're saying. This is like, yeah, you're so right. That's what's going on here. Keep talking.
I just did. Okay. Elias, what was your most meaningful moment?
No, see, before you go, I fully agree with you, Nisi. I thought that was a really good moment in the episode.
Thank you.
Definitely meaningful for Stein's character to realize that he has that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm pointing at Kari right now, I'm sorry.
Why are you pointing at me? What did I do?
You were right about what you said, you bitch.
I'm just gonna stop talking now, okay? Fuck you. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. On you go, yeah.
No, I think for future episodes, the most meaningful moment was Ray, Kendra, and Sarah being left behind in 1958. I think it was 58, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I think for the course of the next episode, at least, if not the next, I think the whole rest of the season, that's the most meaningful moment.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. I fully agree with you as well. You guys are so smart. My most meaningful moment, Kendra said something. She said, fate is a prison where free will is gone. When free will is gone, what's left? And I wrote down, hi, season 5. That was mine. Just when I heard it, I was like, yeah, that's like me. Yeah, I like that bit. So, yay. Anything else you want to mention about the episode before we move on to our quiz?
Did you notice the Back to the Future reference?
Yes.
Yes. I loved it. I was like, ha! When Jax is in the diner.
And calls him Biff.
Yeah, Biff. He calls him Biff.
Do you know that Back to the Future came out in 1958? Was done in 1958? Something about 1958, the same year that they are in as the episode. Anyway, yeah, something about that.
I've never seen Back to the Future, so I'm really, really sorry.
I haven't either.
My neighbor owns the DeLorean, so that's pretty rad.
Oh, I got my picture taken with one at a Comic-Con, which was fun. It was a Comic-Con in a library, guys. It was a really exciting Comic-Con. Huh? The DeLorean was outside. It was not inside the library. Just clarifying for everybody. No, I didn't watch Back to the Future. I have Amazon Prime, so when you click on trivia at the end, it tells you fun facts about the episode. I wanted to say, did you guys not think that Ray seemed so happy playing husband and just living his little life in 1958, that he was just...
He is so adorable.
He really is. Yeah,
but like, girl, that's next episode, not this episode.
No, in this episode, no, it was this episode.
Oh, because... yeah. Yeah, God, that's... Sorry.
Yeah, seriously, man, what's your game shooting me down? Jeez. I also thought that there was really nice moments between Sarah and Stein, like a sort of father-daughter thing, and she's having issues about kissing a girl, and she's telling him, and he's being supportive. I really love that.
Yeah.
Papa Bear of the Wave Rider.
I know. What else did I write down? That Kendra fighting Vandal Savage was badass. Like, the whole trying to seduce him thing, then trying to kick his ass thing. Like, she might not have succeeded, but she tried. She did good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all I ever, and I just get one syllable.
Yeah, she sure as well did.
And my last thing that I wanted to say about the episode was, Sarah was badass, okay? When these flying creature things start attacking and she jumps over the thingy and she hits them in the face with her staff, badass, okay? But where was she keeping the staff?
In her shoe.
No. I was going to say something different, but then
I think she has some red thing around her leg, like with the knife, where she puts the knife out.
Yeah, but she had on like this big dress and you didn't see her like, but you just see her like pull it from her side and then she like and shoots it out. But where was she? It's not going to fit in her pocket. She's wearing a nurse's uniform. You don't carry a staff in your pocket and no one notices. Where was she keeping it? Is she magic?
Up her wedge.
Does she have a kangaroo pouch? I don't know. We have questions. So if you're listening and you can help us, where was Sarah keeping her staff?
And which hole did it come out of?
Wrong answers only.
Which hole did it come out of?
I was drawing POP for all my page because I was bored. Okay.
Sorry, I just had another coughing attack, so I paused my thing again. Anything else you want to say about the episode before we move on?
Her eyes.
Okay. Ooh. My eyes!
I don't know. In the diner scene, you saw her eyes so clearly. It was beautiful because they're so blue. I have a thing for blue eyes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, hey guys, I have blue eyes.
Oh, hello. Didn't we already say that we're gonna make out at the con?
Hello, pretty lady. Yeah. And it's because I have blue eyes, right?
Yeah, totally.
Who's gonna introduce the quiz section? I think it should be Elias.
Me too.
Now he's gone.
Oh, you look so handsome in that picture.
God, thank you. No, but I'm gonna. Where we ask each other quiz questions.
That's why you should do it.
You just made me choke.
I'm sorry, not sorry. So, next up we have our quiz questions. Fuck.
Yes. Next up we have our quiz questions where we answer the quiz segment.
Oh, God. Have you caught my virus through the screen, maybe? Should we be wearing masks? I don't know why mine is up here also. Maybe it's a balaclava, I don't know.
I don't know, but I thought that earlier today.
Wear a mask, kids.
So, anyways.
On you go.
Next up, we have our quiz segment where we ask each other quiz questions. And that's basically all this is about. And if you haven't listened to a podcast before, you should listen to the first 7 episodes. So go ahead and do that.
And we highly encourage you not only to listen to the other episodes of our podcast, but we also would love for you to join in with us while you're listening and shout those answers out. Shout them loud, shout them proud. Yeah, no yeah. One will think you're crazy.
Are you okay?
No, this is why I shouldn't be allowed at all. Okay, right, moving on. Okay, who wants to go first? What order should we go in? Elias, I feel like it would be really funny for you to just blag it and just answer random fucking questions. Ask them, even. Ask random fucking questions. What's the square root of 69?
I'm gonna.
Okay, right, so we're gonna go in an order. It's gonna be Nisi, Elias, Carrie. Nisi, Elias, Carrie.
Great. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
For fuck's sake.
Are you okay?
Okay, go.
What's the name of the sheriff in town?
That's one of my questions! Bud Ellison!
Yes!
I can't believe you stole my question. Fuck you.
I watched
you.
Which year did the women in Switzerland get the right to vote?
2020.
No.
I don't know.
Nisi, you want to take a guess?
Um, How do you
do that?
1970, not 2011, 27 years old.
It was 69.
No,
because it was the year. Number.
It was the year 2000.
Oh, it was born in the year. That's cute. Okay, my turn. Where and when is the episode set?
Harmony Falls, Oregon, 1958.
Congratulations!
Oh my god. Like, the German title for the episode is actually Oregon Falls, and I just couldn't think of the place.
Falls, my friend. Harmony Falls, not Oregon Falls.
Welcome to Harmony. No, okay, I'm not voicing over things. Okay. Niecy, you're up.
Okay. How does Sarah like her coffee?
Black, two sugars.
Yes!
Boom! That's gross, by the way. Coffee should just be coffee. Coffee, no sugar, no milk, job done. Bam. Unless it's a nice caramel macchiato from Starbucks.
In that is case, gross, bam. Honey.
No. It's literally, I mean, I like a mocha, and if I have a mocha,
yeah,
I'll put a sugar in it. However, if I'm having coffee, it's black, no sugar.
Okay.
But, fun fact, if you ask
myself...
Oh,
you're still alive!
I don't know. I'm clearly dying, so that's a bit insensitive. Yeah, if you ask my big sister how she likes hers, she'll tell you she likes tuna coo, which is a little Scottish thing for two and milk, because cows make milk, two and a coo. It's funny. Everybody laugh. My thing. Whose turn is it? Elias, go.
What's the square root of 69?
Fun.
42. Because that's the end.
42.
That's the answer to everything.
Is it?
I'm not wrong.
But not to that question.
Wait,
because
the
answer...
Root? Eight.
Yeah. Wait. I'm gonna tell you, because I just put up my calculator for it. It's 8.306623
So basically, I win.
Okay, Einstein.
Right, round it down. The answer's eight. I win. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Okay.
It's 8.3, actually.
She won a chicken dinner.
Yeah. Okay. Which one of Professor Stein's eyes go blurry due to the time jump? Elijah, you definitely have a 50-50% chance.
The left one?
Yeah! Congratulations.
Congratulations.
It's your turn. Sorry, I'm dying. Can I just interrupt before you go and say that it would be really funny to do a competition with our listeners to say if you would like to win a prize, you need to tell us how many times Carrie said she was dying in episode 8.
Yes.
Because, guys, I'm dying. Okay, Niecy, go.
It's not my turn.
It is your turn.
It's my turn.
Elias done the 69 thing, and Elias done the question about 69, and then I did the one about the eyes.
In what hall were the test subjects hidden?
Oh, H. Also, I'm not going to lie, for a second there, I thought you said, in what hole? And I was like, where are you going with this?
The glory hole!
Put it on a t-shirt.
What are you going to do?
That's a quote from Wynonna Earp. That's
not a teacher. Okay. It's Hall H, right?
Yes, it's Hall H. Congratulations!
Oh, you're so cute. Elias, you're up.
How many teeth do the hawk creatures have that you can see when they're opening their
one?
Yeah.
Because there's no lines.
Yeah.
It's all just joined together.
So, two?
No. Well, but you can't all see. Together. You can't see the bottom jaw.
But probably two. I mean, I feel like that is a great question for our listeners. I was going to say answerers, but that's not right. It's definitely listeners. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, listeners, how many teeth do the weird hawk thingy-majigs have? I don't know why I'm waiting. Is it my turn? Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
I'll be lying and waiting. What was Jax's symptom of time traveling?
He gone blind?
No. He saw everything. Everything in many.
Can you help? This is amazing! No, I can't help you. This is hilarious!
You know what I mean. He saw everything three times or something.
Yeah, he saw three of everything.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Triple vision. Oh my god, that was perfect. He saw multiples of things. That was amazing. Well done. I mean, I knew what you were saying from the first time you opened your mouth, however. I had to get that because that was... I love you. I love you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
I love you, too.
Thank you.
Okay, my question. I'm up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, that's left!
What? Huh?
Oh, my God. How many do you guys have left?
One, three. Two, three, four.
Okay.
No, actually four, because I'm on my fourth one. What did Savage and his wife bring Ray and Kendra?
Tuna surprise.
Yeah, some tuna surprise.
Some tuna surprise.
How many... What? Yeah, I know it's my turn. How many piercings do I have?
Seven. Sixteen. 69.
Do I have to repeat the question?
Four.
No.
Four, five, six, one, two. You've got at least three. Six.
Somebody has said six, yes.
That was me. I went.
I have two in my nose, one in my eyebrow, two on my ears, and one up here.
I missed one. I was like one. I was pointing at the spots that you have done, and I was coming to five.
No, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, that one I had.
At one point in my life, I had 18.
That one. Okay.
I think that was the most I ever had. 18. I'll tell you about it later. What was Vandal Savage's alias?
Curtis Knox.
Oh, well done. Elias, I've got a special question just for you. Are you ready? What's pink and fluffy?
Pink Fluff.
Yeah!
Oh, congratulations!
I'm so proud of you.
Okay. Which roots did Betty and the boys raise down?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that one. Oh, shit. 7, 8, 9.
Yes!
Which one? I said 3.
7!
Yeah! I'm proud of myself. That counts. I totally get that one.
I really have no fucking clue what to say anymore. What is my most memorable plushie in terms of the podcast?
Mr. Suji! Yes! Yeah, Mr. fucking Sushi is a fucking G.
Okay.
Put it on a t-shirt. Mr. Sushi is a fucking G.
What?
Nisi! Nisi!
It's your turn.
Nisi! It's my turn.
I know. I knew that.
okay. oh shit, one sec. Holy fuck, that's sore. Okay. I'm just dying, it's fine. What time should Ray and Kendra attend the Knox's party?
8 p.m.
No.
After 8 p.m.
Yes. Now it's your turn, bitch. You can go.
What were the names of the other boys besides Tommy?
Billy.
Yes.
And...
Big Cat.
I don't know the other one. I don't know Billy.
Davis. Davis and
oh,
Billy.
Oh, Davis. I didn't know that.
What was Kendra mistaken by the women that wants to sell them the house?
What is this?
The help. The cleaner. The maid.
Maid.
Maid?
It was a waitress at the party.
Wait, you mean when they moved in the house or at the party?
At the party she was a waitress and the house moved she was the maid.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought at the party. Okay, I'm sorry.
We forgive you, it's okay. You could literally punch me in the face and I would still forgive you, so it's fine.
I'm not gonna do that.
Well, you might one day. Never say never.
We're never, never, never getting back together. Sorry.
Should have known that was coming. Okay, how did Rip and Snart find Betty after she was attacked?
With the location thingy Gideon gave them?
Yep, but what was it?
I don't know. What's his name?
The biosignature. Traced by Gideon. And just while we're at it, we're going to shout out to Melissa Roxburgh, who plays Betty. Congratulations to you. Good job. It's your turn.
Okay. What are the bicycles called that Stein owned in 1950s?
No idea.
Schwinn Hornets.
I was never getting that one. It's the last one, Elias. Come on, you can do it.
What's my eye color?
Brown. Green.
What's yes.
Your icon?
Hazel.
Did you say what's your icon?
What's my eye color? And it's brown and green, actually.
It's like a brownish green thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what did Ree steal from Savage?
The dagger.
Yeah, what's it called? Bonus point. You get that 1 point. Bonus point if you know the name of the dagger.
Something with A. I know that.
Yeah, but what?
A muffin is very good food.
Okay, it was the almond dagger.
Right.
Do you have any more? Or was that you?
Nope.
Yeah, that was perfect. We did that perfectly. Elias, you did amazing.
I really have to say.
Elias.
No. Guys, I really have to say in the podcast description that I didn't have anything prepared, so that's why those questions came up.
Just tell everybody during this. Everybody will understand. It's all cool. All gravy. Oh, this is finished. that's a problem. One second. You pass me up the beer.
Did you just ask your husband to bring you another beer?
No. Never.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. What was I going to say? I've forgotten what I was going to say. Listen, it's in everybody's best interest for me to be drunk, so we'll keep going with it. Okay, so who wants to introduce the Who Said It? Elias, I feel like you don't have any Who Said It's, therefore you should introduce the segment, and then me and Nisi can just go back and forth with the quotes, and you can guess if you think you know the answer.
It's not like I already introduced the quiz segment, but yes,
I don't know what to tell you.
Just,
thank you very much.
I just changed because I'm sorry. I just wanted to.
You changed your clothes during the podcast?
Yes.
Well, this is a fucking.
I think that would be good. Yeah. Connor has just told me I should put on my white canary suit for the podcast.
Of course, for the podcast.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I just said. Of course, that I'm sure that's what you want.
I love you.
Okay, so yeah, go.
So next up we have our Who Said It segment, where each of us, except for me this week, is gonna say a quote from the show and the others have to guess who said it.
Who said it? There's our theme song. Okay, let's go. Nisi, Carrie, Nisi, Carrie, Nisi, Carrie.
Okay. Who said it? It was more like terrifying.
It was more like terrifying.
Text?
Nope.
Betty?
Nope.
I don't know.
Was that your last answer?
Yeah.
Stein?
No, it was said to Stein from Sarah.
Oh, of course. Of course. Okay. Yeah. Who said it? You gotta hold on to something, honey, preferably me.
Jax.
Come on.
Are you okay, Nisi?
No. Tommy.
Tommy.
Yes. Who said it? Anything for our friends at the bureau?
the detective, the sheriff, the Mr. Man, what's his face? I don't know.
No.
It was
either Rip or Snard.
No, it was not.
It was the sheriff.
Yes.
The policeman. Yeah, it was him. Sheriff Ellison. Yep. Bud Ellison. It was him.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thanks. Okay. I like my towns backward.
Kendra.
Yeah.
So this one is a little tricky, but if we want to get in, no, if we want to get him, we need to target his weaknesses.
Rip. Kendra.
Yes. Rip was one of the people. This sentence was said by two people, split it up.
And Kendra. And Snark.
Nope.
And Rip.
Nope.
It was Rip.
Nope.
Sarah. Sign.
Rip and Sarah. Yes.
Fuck off. Piss off.
You cannot say piss off just because you did something wrong.
Yes, I can.
Because you're telling Elias that he can't, so you can't either.
Sorry, Mom. Jeez.
Should I go? Why is everybody calling me Mom?
Should I go on a timeout now? Okay, who said it? Did you lose something?
Savage.
Yes. Did you lose that?
Yes.
Queen.
Okay. Who said it? There's only one person I ever trusted on this job, and we all know how that turned out.
Snark.
Yes.
Snark. Okay, who said it? Just when you think you've seen everything.
Jinx. No, Snart.
Yes.
Who said it? Seeing white picket fences and perfect family houses is enough to make one nostalgic.
Stein,
yes.
Jinx. Okay, who said it? Better question. Why did they leave us?
Sarah.
Sarah?
Yes.
Who said it? Stop. I'm getting misty-eyed.
Oh, that was one of mine for later. Snart.
Yes.
I'm out. I'm done. That's me.
I'm done too.
Oh, yay. Go us. Okay, Elias.
Yes, do I have to introduce the next segment?
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
It's the finish the quote one, right?
Yes.
Okay, so next up we have our finish the quote segment, where one of us, except for me this week, as always... this week, I guess, says half of a quote and the others have to finish it.
And we highly encourage you to play along at home.
Look at your phone.
Scream at your phone. Yeah. Okay, Nisi, you can go first.
Okay. Finish the quote. That's the thing that sucks about feelings is...
they hurt. And other people.
Something like that.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, I caught my beer right before it landed on my MacBook.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, what was it? What was the exact quote?
That's the thing that sucks about feelings is you realize how much you can hurt someone or get hurt.
That was basically right.
Was said by Sarah Williams.
Yeah, it was. Okay, finish the quote. Your presence out here was unexpected.
but I would say it was destiny. Something with destiny.
Oh, it's so close. Do you want to guess again?
Call it destiny.
But I would call it destiny.
Oh, you guys are so close. Like, I feel like I'm going to give you that because that was really close. Or perhaps that's just another word for destiny. That was really, like, you can see how close that was.
Yeah.
Okay. Finish the quote. I'm not really...
Oh, that's it. I'm not really sure.
Are you just looking at your own quotes if you have it somewhere?
No.
She always does that.
I do that every single time. If I done the work and put the answer on my paper, I'm going to use it. No, really, I say here with the script. I download the script and no, I'm kidding. I'm not really, I don't know, sure. I'm not really, glasses. Eyes, seeing, sure. Blind, seeing. I'm not really seeing. Clearly? I'm not really seeing. I'm not really seeing zombies. I don't know.
Another word for seeing.
I'm not really
noticing. Watching.
Visualizing. I'm not really seeing, watching, understanding. I don't fucking know. I don't know. What's the quote?
Really looking for a husband.
Of course. Seeing, looking, that makes sense. That's annoying. You're right. Well done.
Okay. By Lindsay Carwell.
Yeah. Okay, finish the quote. Raymond and Kendra are shacking up.
Sarah and Stein get to play doctor? What's in left for me? Something like that? Where does that leave me?
Kind of. You're a little bit mostly wrong.
Mostly wrong? Where does that leave me?
You're mixing two quotes. You're definitely mixing two quotes.
Okay. I'm also mixing two languages, so that's not a problem.
Yes. Okay, well, the answer to that was Raymond and Kendra are shacking up, Sarah's Nurse Ratched, and Jack's new kid in town. Where does that leave me?
How do you expect us to know that?
I don't know. Niecy did a big monologue one last week, so I thought I'd get her back. I mean, she was close. Now, look, I was going to keep going with some of these, but there's not too much point in carrying on with them. However, what I did want to do is just a kind of new segment to our podcast. Earlier this week, I sort of asked on various different platforms for people to say what their favourite part of episode 8 was. And I thought it would be really fun to share some of their answers and then we can let them know on social media that they got a cool shout out. So I screenshotted some of the answers and I thought I'd share. So I said, tell us your favourite moment from episode 8. And these are the answers I got. Bebo underscore legend on Instagram said Sarah talking to the nurse about being a lesbian was their favourite part of the episode. Z.na5854 said it has to be the kiss and Sarah being a badass with kiss emojis, bicep emojis, heart emojis. Avalance underscore Sarah dot Lance underscore Ava dot Sharp said, oh my God, I love Sarah and the nurse. It's like a ongoing theme here. Everybody seems to really love Sarah's love interests. And okay, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, and I'm really sorry if I butcher your name. Veronica Romero Grimatire? Oh, I'm so sorry if I said that wrong. Loved Vandal Savage as Dr. Curtis Knox, and really enjoyed Casper Crump's performance.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So those were some of the responses that we got on. It's not all of them. I didn't pick out every single one, but those are some of them that we got, and I thought that was really cool thing to share. I also put up a little question thing. I only put up about half an hour ago, so there's not been a whole bunch of questions that have come in for us. However, TV Legends with two S's on Instagram wants to know what our favorite movie is.
If you know the English name for it, the correct English name, I'm just gonna go with the translation I have in my head right now. Not the Narnia thing, but like the third movie.
Narnia, yeah. Well, like Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah, no, but like not the first one or Prince of Caspian, but the third one.
The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Yeah, that's what it's called in English. I really didn't know the English name for it.
Listen, I'm going to have to go with Pitch Perfect 1, 2, and 3. That's my jam right now. I'm all about Pitch Perfect. but that does change frequently. I'm one of those people that's a bit like, oh, I like this film so much, it's my favourite. And then, oh, I love this one. However, I think my all-time favourite film and book is The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
I love the story so much. So that's my favourite. Thank you for your question, TV Legends with two S's. We really appreciate hearing from you. And also Bebo_legend said, did we like Sarah and the nurse's chemistry during the episode?
Yes, definitely. I've said it early in the episode. I knew when I watched the episode, that Ava's gonna come in, but I still was like, can we just find like a loophole for that nurse to come onto the Wayfarer as like medical support or something?
Yeah, definitely. That's brilliant. Listen, Bebo_legend, know you're a really big fan of the podcast, and we really appreciate you sending that question in to us. Thank you so much. And the last question that we've got is from somebody that I've been interacting quite a bit with on Instagram. And for everybody who's listening to this podcast, please check out their page and their they do like merchandise on Redbubble and TeePublic and things like that. It's Vancouver_girl_store. And I actually bought a t-shirt from their last week, and it's Star Trip. It's a green Star Trip t-shirt from Legends Season 5, and it's so good. It's fantastic, and I highly recommend them. So yeah, check out the page. But she sent in a question to us that says, can you tell me about what it's like to create a podcast and what to know? Thanks. So I mean, we are still learning. We decided, I want to say like 2.5 months ago, we were going to do this. There and thereabouts.
2 months and a week ago, because we're on episode 8, that makes 2 months.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So yeah, we decided we were going to give this a go. Basically, I came up with an idea and I put it on my Instagram, and Elias said he was interested and he knew someone who also would be too. And from there, we sort of started teaching ourselves how to do it. Luckily, Elias is already a very talented and skillful editor, which helps us get the episode from what it is when we record it to what it is when you hear it. And he does a brilliant job because they really are a shit hot mess when we do we do them. Yeah, Elisa's great with that. But yeah, we had to find a streaming platform to start off with. We had to find out how we were going to record into that streaming platform and create artwork. Thank you to Nisi's family for that. And from then on, we just needed the concept. And we discovered, as we've been doing this podcast, like, you'll notice a sort of change after the first few episodes when we realised how good a chemistry that we had as a team and how the episodes where we sort of left them well enough alone and allowed the silliness and the swearing and the mistakes to be left in, we're getting a lot more positive responses from our listeners about them. So it's like trial and error. But I mean, if you want to start a podcast, I highly encourage it because it's been one of the most fun things that I've done in a long time. And I'm so proud of what we've created. What about
Yeah, I completely second that. And I don't think I would have ever started a podcast without your intent of starting one. But I love it. I love the friendship that the two of us have created and also you and Nisi have created. Because me and Nisi knew each other for like 2 years and a half. Or even more before the whole podcast thing started. So we already had our friendship established. But with the podcast, we met a completely new and completely wholesome friend. And I love you, Kari. You know that.
Listen, I genuinely cannot believe that it took one 5-hour phone call before we were treating each other like family. Like, there's no holds barred. You can say whatever you like. It doesn't matter. No judgment, no anything. Like, it's great. It's a solid foundation. And I think that's part of what helps our podcast. If you want to start a podcast, I don't think you should do it alone. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have other people to help carry that load because it's a lot. It's not just that, I mean, we've been sitting in this call for an hour, 2 hours, an hour and 59 minutes, and it'll probably only be about an hour that ends up on the thing, which means Elias is going to spend the next 10 hours editing it to get it out on Tuesday on time. There's so much work. So I don't think anyone should enter into it without a good solid team behind them. But Vancouver Girls Store, if you're interested, reach out to us if you hear this and maybe we can get you on as a guest one time and you can see what it's like. I think that would be cool, right?
Yeah, you can totally see what is going on behind the scenes of not just goofing around with each other and laughing and all the stuff that's not gonna be edited in. And I really wanna edit some bloopers real soon, so send me the damn video files of the recordings, Kari.
Oh crap, I keep forgetting to do that, but I really should because I feel like they would make really good reels on Instagram for people to, like, people really got behind the little edit videos that I made. I feel like they would really get behind the bloopers and we could pop them on YouTube and stuff. So yeah, that was my new segment. I've not got a name for it yet. So maybe that's something we can get some ideas from our listeners. If you're listening to this and you would like to suggest a name for the segment in our podcast where we hear from you, we answer your questions and we share your responses, let us know. You never know. You could be naming part of our podcast.
Yep.
Wicked. We have so much to do still. I'm so sorry about this, Elias. Let's do a quick hypothetical fight. Okay, so next up is our hypothetical fight segment. If you've listened to the podcast before, you know what it's all about. But if you're new, please go back and listen. This is what it's about anyway. We give two characters and discuss which one would win in a fight. We stole the idea from Stephen Amell, but we're going to stop crediting him at some point because we've made this our own thing. Boom.
Yep.
So, this week's hypothetical fight, who would win between Sarah Lance and Alex Danvers? And this is courtesy of Yoon, who has a broken nose because she dropped her phone on her face while watching Legends of Tomorrow.
Well, are we talking hand-to-hand combat or
yes.
Then Sarah Lance? Hands down.
I know. I even think though that if they brought in swords or whatever, I still feel like Sarah's got the upper hand on the training.
Yeah, everything that's not a shooting weapon like a gun.
Yeah,
Sarah's got the upper hand.
Yeah, I agree. However, I do think that Alex Danvers is one of my favourite characters from the CW, the Arrowverse, whatever people want to call it nowadays. She's one of my favourite characters.
Yeah, totally.
But I don't think she would win in that fight, though. We're going to put this in our stories and on our Twitter. That's what the word for a second there. So vote, let us know who you think would win and why.
Yeah, and this week I'll promise I'm going to put it on Twitter because I kind of forgot to do it last week.
It's okay, we forgive you. All right, let's do a quick Would You Rather. It's a really easy one this week, not a lot of thinking. So coming up next is our Would You Rather segment where we decide which out of two options we would rather live with. So would you rather be a wizard or a vampire? And I think you can choose whichever version of wizards and vampires you like, but for me, it's Harry Potter Twilight.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to choose Harry Potter wizards, but Carmilla vampires. Oh, little fun fact. Carmilla is set around the area I am from. So you should definitely go watch it. It's a web series. You can watch it on YouTube for free. But I'll still go with vampire, and that's not only because, like, the first vampire incidents were recorded around the area I was from, and also Bram Stoker, who wrote Dracula, actually wanted to set Dracula in Styria, but just found the story behind Vlad the Impaler more appealing.
Yeah. I think I would choose Twilight vampires as well. Like, different kind of vampires, but vampires too. Because I like things that sparkle, and that's basically it. I'm a really shallow person. I'm not actually a shallow person. I really need to stop putting myself down all the time. I'm always like, I'm such an asshole. I'm really shallow. I don't have feelings. Like, I do. Okay. And see, when everybody was being really mean to me, it hurt my feelings. Okay. I want to be a vampire because they're super strong. They don't die unless, you know, they're like ripped apart. They don't have to drink the human blood. They can drink animal blood. They're really fast. They can jump really high. I think it'd be cool, like, having superpowers. And I know wizards do too, but I'm going vampire. Wicked. Okay, so next week we're going to be watching episode 9, and then we'll come together. We'll talk about it for you guys. It is called Left Behind. If you want to reach out to us and share your opinions on episode 8 or 9 for that matter, you can get us on Instagram at Beebles Legends Podcast or on Twitter at Bebo's
legends.
Legends. And we also have a link tree which will tell you about our YouTube, our email, our everything, all the different platforms that you can have a podcast on. If you're listening to us on a platform that allows you to leave a review, please do that. It helps us so much. It takes so little of your time and we would really, really appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your week, listeners. Bye.
Bye.
Bebo's Legends Podcast, I la la love you too.